It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and we have got your chance to win tickets to see Ariana Grande. Going to be coming to town in 2019. That's right. She'll be here April 12th at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. This is cool. You'll win tickets for that right now, but you also will get qualified to see her anywhere in the U.S. That means like New York, L.A., Chicago, Phoenix. I mean, anywhere her show is going to be, you win. You get to tell us where you want to go if you're our grand prize winner later on this week. So more chances to win today, too, at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. But let's get somebody hooked up right now. 317-239-1009. Monica, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
You having a good day so far?
Oh my gosh, yes.
All right, cool. Did you vote? Have you voted?
I have not.
Oh, not yet.
I'm at college right now, so I'm...
That's fair.
I'm okay. Supposed to be in class.
All right, okay. Monica, we're going to play a little game today, and we're going to have you pick between Liv the Web Girl or Producer Porkchop. What team do you want to be on? They're going to represent you.
Liv.
Right. Yeah, Monica, we're going to kill it.
Liv and Monica. Yeah. I don't know about that. You don't know the game. Okay, cool. Let me lock you in there, right there, Monica. And then we'll go to another phone number. We will go to, is this Maggie?
Yes.
Maggie. Hi. Hey, Maggie, say hi to Pork Chop.
Hi, Pork Chop. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Maggie.
Good.
All right. Hopefully you guys can get some things going here. We're going to play a little game right about now. And it's borderline political. It's more about election stuff, okay? I'm going to have Liv the Web Girl and Pork Chop do all the heavy lifting. Monica and Maggie, you just sit back and pray that they don't suck, okay?
Okay.
Monica, cross your fingers for me. I need a girlfriend.
Okay, I am.
All right, cool. And you can cheer them on in the background. Feel free to do that. Here we go.
Wait, so are we buzzing in with our names?
Yep. I was going to explain the rules to you, but
I'm sorry. I got eager.
You know what? Eager is a good thing compared to like, whatever. I'm just going to sit here and play the game. I don't care how it goes. Yes, you buzz in with your name, Liv or Pork Chop. That's all you got to say. And you get to guess, okay? If the other person guesses wrong, you can then guess after them.
Got it.
Ready?
Hey, since Pork Chop is longer than Liv, can I just buzz in with Chop?
Sure, I will allow that.
I mean, either way, like it's the start of when you say
it. I know,
the word.
But it's
for
you know.
Chop. I mean, chop. We got it. Chop.
You want to make it easier? Be like L. P.
Yeah.
P.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
Okay. All right, let's get this game going. I'm ready.
First question. Who is the incumbent in an election?
Liv.
Chop.
That took you... I don't know what you said there, Pork Chop, but Liv was in first. Who is the incumbent in an election?
It is a person who is currently holding the office.
That is correct. Look at you. Woo! How you feeling about that one right there?
I'm feeling great.
Okay, Monica, you like that?
Yeah.
All right.
She's like, you.
Maggie, you better cheer Pork Chop on.
I know. We'll get it. We'll get it. We'll come back.
Yeah. So, nice pep talk.
Yeah, there we go. All right, next question for you. Either one of you can buzz in.
Okay.
What are the branches of our government?
Chop.
Pork Chop. Go ahead. Give me the three branches of our government.
Judicial, supreme, and... And...
Three. Two.
Gosh.
One. Nope, you got one right.
So,
what?
Is it my turn to try?
If you'd like to guess.
Yeah, I'll take a shot at it.
Okay, Liv.
Okay, so judicial.
Three.
Presidential.
God, you guys are dumb.
What are they? What are they?
Are
I forget
so
them.
Dumb.
What is it?
And you, thank God neither one of you voted, I think.
I'm voting later today.
No, I don't think you're allowed to after this. The three branches of government are judicial, legislative, and executive. The executive is the president. The judicial is the Supreme Court. The legislative is Congress.
I knew all of that when you said
it. God, I work with some smart people.
Like Joe knew these. He looked up the answers. That's why he knows these. He's acting all smart, like high and mighty now.
I'm not high and mighty. I'm just an informed citizen that knows the basics of how to vote.
Next.
I got the next one.
Okay. Buzz in, Liv or Pork Chop or Chop. What is the legal voting age?
Liv.
Chop.
Liv was much quicker on the response.
18 years old.
I knew that.
Yeah. Monica's gonna see Ariana.
Woo! All right, we have a few more questions here.
All right, the score is 2-0. I'm winning, just for people at home.
You can't believe you're not even on the board yet, poor Chop. All right, here we go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Where is our country's capital?
Liv.
Chop.
That was Liv again.
What?
Washington, D.C. Yeah. And I know what the D.C. stands for.
What does the D.C. stand for?
District of Columbia, baby.
She's like answering, she's saying Liv before the question's even done.
Yeah, you can. He never said you couldn't.
Well, then you need to stop talking when she says Liv. Because all you said was, what's the country's? And she was like, Liv.
No, he said cap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You need quicker reflexes. I'm sorry.
It's because you got me this cold coffee.
Okay, yeah. Blame it on me.
Hey,
I got you coffee.
Hey, can we quit fighting here? We're trying to do this to hook somebody
up. It's now 3-0.
Okay.
Is that it?
Technically, yes, but let's...
Well, let's keep going.
I might change this.
Moral support.
All right. An elephant represents the Democrats.
Liz!
Chop!
Liv.
And a donkey represents the Democrats. You messed that up. An elephant represents the Republicans. Joe, an elephant represents the Republicans and a donkey represents the Democrats.
Not true.
You were going to...
I was just going to say donkey as my answer.
Well, the answer I was looking for was donkey.
No, but you're wrong. Elephants represent Republicans.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Are you joking right now?
Yes, I looked it up. Elephants represent the Democrats.
No.
And
I don't know if you're trying to be stupid or not.
And the donkey represents the Republicans.
I don't know if you're trying to be stupid or not right now.
Oh, man. Elephants represent the Republican Party.
Yeah, elephants represent the Republican Party. I grew up in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know.
Okay.
Well... Looks like the guys are the loser
today. Yeah, okay, wow.
All the girls are the winners.
All of you, and that means Monica.
Wait, no. I think I'll do one last question wins
okay,
all.
Okay, fine.
I'm down.
Oh, wait, no. I'm not agreeing to that. I already won fair and square.
Maggie, do you think that's a good idea?
I mean, I'm down with it.
No, are you kidding me? There's no way.
This is...
What? You got one of the your own questions wrong.
Oh, well, if you're going to insult me like that, then we're
definitely
going to make it.
I mean, no, I just think it's not fair to Monica because you already told her that she won.
I didn't tell her she won. You started
You said, well, technically, yeah, but let's keep going.
I suck.
Okay, fine. We'll do one more
Monica,
question.
Monica, do you care if we do a winner takes all?
Kind of.
See?
Okay. Well, then fine.
We'll do one more question just for us.
For fun?
See.
Okay.
Yeah.
Buzz in with your name.
Okay.
What number president is Trump?
Chop.
What?
Chop.
43. Well, 44?
You want to try one more?
No, let me do it.
Go ahead, Liv.
He's the 45th president of the United States.
Correct. It doesn't matter what happened today. Pork Chop.
God is a woman. I showed that today, didn't I?
Something. You know what? I feel bad for you, Maggie. You had no chance.
It's okay.
I don't like to lose.
Well, you just lost hard.
Monica, you're seeing Ariana Grande, baby!
Yes.
Amazing.
But since you didn't vote, we're taking it back and giving it to somebody
else.
No,
she's going to vote after class.
Yeah.
Wait, are you really, though? Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
If I can. I don't know
Monica,
everything, but I think I moved.
Monica, you should have just left it at, I am. Just should have left it at, I am, okay?
All right, congratulations to Monica.